This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what
Hold on.
Have we here?
It's a podcast.
Hold on, please.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I have you on speaker right now. What time do we normally tape the show on Tuesday? Do you know?
I don't. I thought it was like 4:15.
No, it's 3 p.m. And I knocked over the camera, too. So I'm all messed up here.
Hi, Carla.
Everybody's saying hi to you.
Hi. Right, I thought now. You were just saying hello to the bit.
I said,
no, it's not the bit. Wait, Carla, hold on.
Stop the music.
I've got people
Stop
in my.
Stop it.
Yes.
Just everybody
I swear to God,
relax.
We are literally running the opening and the phone rings.
It's magical timing, is it not?
What?
Shut up.
What?
There's love here.
What do you want?
Shut up.
What do you want? What do you want?
I want you to give Rob a hard time.
Why do you want me to give Rob a hard time?
No one needs to tell you to do that.
Well, I need to.
Do I need
to get you to. Can she call you?
Absolutely.
We've been having trouble having the phone work where if you plug the phone in, she can hear you, but not us.
Right.
All right. All right.
And we can hear her.
All right. Okay.
Can you ask her why I deserve a hard time?
Well, hold on a minute, please. For the love of Christ.
I thought I was having a decent week.
All right. Can you hear me?
Mike, do you want to go out and eat tonight?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to mess up the house since we're leaving.
Okay.
Even though we've been spending too much money on crap food.
I agree.
Okay. You're on now. And Rob can't, you can't hear Rob, but I will relay his comments to you. He said, what are you giving me? What was your thing you wanted to say to her?
She said that I deserve to be given crap.
You deserve to be given crap. Okay. He wants to know why.
Well, tell him, just take a guess. What has he done? There's been really nasty lately.
He can hear you. I'm waiting for him to respond.
Really nasty? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I remember. I remember. It's
okay.
So passive aggressive. It's so Rob.
What is
him
Rob.
If he likes me?
Real Rob.
What happened?
Oh, it's something online then.
I like that. What happened? Yep. Josh had it. It's something online.
Something you did online.
Well, now why do you say, well, yeah, like you know now?
No, I say
you
that
said,
because.
Good in there. Well, yeah, of course it is.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about the communications that Carla and I have lately.
He's thinking about the communications.
And there is
that
only
you have.
A text. So
and
the only
and
thing,
there's only a text.
So the only thing could
All right,
be
Carla,
is online.
Get to it. We're short on time. We have a lot of ground to cover today.
Ask Rob if he likes me and if he likes hearing from me via email.
Do you like hearing from Carla via email, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
He said, yes, he does.
Then why did he unsubscribe from me?
What did he unsubscribe from you?
The Derm Glow Insider List.
Oh, because I went through and I was cleaning off a lot of email subscriptions. And also know this, Carla.
Oh, my Carla, God. You
Carla,
dick.
True or false? The past few Christmases I have bought from you, I don't need to be reminded what great products you have. I know.
He said he doesn't need to be reminded what. This is great because when I translate, I can translate in my tone. He said he doesn't need to be reminded all the time what great products you have.
You're killing me.
Because it's really a pain
because
in
I've
the
purchased. No, because I've purchased in the past. Have I not?
I take it. Yeah, I take it.
Pass that along, Mike.
Tell him I'm sorry.
What am I supposed to pass along? What?
Well,
tell him
without
I'm
any,
so sorry.
Without any tone, you should tell Carla that I have purchased stuff from her for Carrie in the past. I don't need to know.
He says he's purchased stuff before.
Not with the tone.
No.
You're killing me.
Rob, did you go to the website to unsubscribe? Or did
unsubscribe, Rob? How did you unsubscribe?
From my email. There's a button that says if you'd like
Angrily.
To unsubscribe. Yeah. You know what?
Fuck with Carla. That doesn't matter.
With great hesitation.
I'm just trying to make a living, Rob.
That's a lie. You were sitting there.
No, stack of Bibles. I was going through and I was getting rid of all these subscriptions because I get 70, 90, 100 emails if I ignore my computer for 3 hours.
How many from the wife of your trusted partner of 35 plus years?
Mike, I can't tell you because it was sort of a bulk process. All right.
I will say that the spam emails have gotten out of control.
Josh
where
says
I
the
probably
spam,
get 100 a day.
Josh
not
says
from
the
her.
Spam emails have gotten out of control.
In general, with every business.
They're not, mine aren't spam, though.
Yes,
what do you
not
mean?
Hers.
How does this thing work? This thing doesn't work. All right, go ahead. So what? What? I'm sorry. What? I'm getting.
Mine aren't spam. And he knew exactly that it was from me.
He knew exactly. Josh, Carla, you heard Carla. She said
yes.
he knew exactly.
I was
exactly.
not referring to her emails as spam.
Oh, you I'm weren't referring to her. Josh was not referring
the
to your emails.
The general business is that there are about 100 emails. I have
ask him if he wants
day.
To be on the list.
Do you want to be on the list, Josh?
Oh, I'm on the list as a fake name.
He's on the list with a fake name.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
That way you'll never know if I go away.
Wow. And she accepts that? Because that's a lie.
Said it. Rob said that Josh was lying.
Of course he is.
Said and then Rob said, "Of course he is." I need to get a phone system where everybody hears everybody. Is that possible?
Okay. Well, yeah.
What are we in the 19th century?
So, is there anything you want to say before we unfortunately have to let you go?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Have a good show.
All right. Goodbye.
Love you guys.
You. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you later. You're such a dick, Rob.
Yeah. So what do you want me to do about it, being a dick? I am as God made me.
Sweet. Nobody, everybody loves your old buddy, Rob. And then when he's any opportunity, he'll just
because
cut
I
somebody's
thinned out
throat.
My, thinned out my email. What is the
I'll
purpose
thin you
of
out.
The email?
What if I thin out my employee list?
Wow. I'd hate
that. I didn't know
it
was that easy.
But you know what? I would probably know that happened before Carla knew that I unsubscribed.
No, see, I think, why? Did you do it a while ago? Did you
I don't,
do it a long
I, you
time
know what?
Ago?
I did all my unsubscribing, I think, over the weekend is when I did it. Because I opened on my computer. I had like 150 emails. And I just said, this is too much. And I wanted to thin it out. She was not targeted.
I do.
It
the,
just
I,
happened.
No, I do the same thing where I'll choose a bunch and just hit delete and block.
He's so
and
I like the way he
so
defends you. I like
no,
that. I'm over
thing,
here. I'm over here just
time,
waiting to roll which. I'm deciding which tire of the bus I want to roll over your leg first. And he's there. Josh is there defending you. This is a great dynamic. I like this.
I had an issue at the mall the other day because
I thought they had you not hanging around there anymore after you got the warning from security.
Exactly.
No, I just
you couldn't go to KB Toys. I know that.
So, no, I had an employee get mad at me because they say, well, you got to be, part of their super club or whatever with a phone number.
Yeah.
And I give them the phone number and it's not in the system. And I told him I don't want to sign up. And he goes, no, you have to. And I say, no, I don't want your emails. So then he goes, well, there are no emails.
That's a lie.
And I give him my number, give him my name. Then he asks for the email address. And I say, I'm not giving it to you. And then he gets mad at me because I guess all these companies are now based on a bonus structure to get you to sign up for their spam.
What company were you dealing with? What store?
Oh, I believe that one. Which
Victoria's
one was that?
Secret.
No. Fredericks of Hollywood.
I think this was Hot Topic.
Oh, that's a good store. That's where you buy most of your clothes, right?
Is that is that the store that has dildos in the back?
No, that would be
Spencer's.
Yeah. Okay, Spencer.
Hot Topic is where I get my leather and spiky things.
It tends to skew 13 and 14-year-old girl,
yeah.
The Hot Topic.
A lot of
cheap
Japanese
earrings,
animation.
Right? Cheap earrings.
I was buying birthday presents.
Cheap earrings. But,
get all my jewelry from there.
I tell you who's really bad about it. Hallmark stores. Hallmark stores with their kindly women, old women that smell of talcum powder and roses, and they demand you to sign up for the club.
Is there anything worse than a Hallmark store?
No, I want to kill myself.
Is there anything really worse than a Hallmark? What a drag. What a bunch of useless garbage. What a bunch of shit that is.
I actually got junk emails from Hallmark that I unsubscribed from because they want me to buy. They now have a Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Are you insinuating that Carla's emails are junk emails? Is that what you're saying?
Mike, you heard every damn word I said, and I never said
you just,
that.
Well, you just, you were referring to it like it was on the same topic.
You know, if
no,
Carla
I said I had a
him,
lot. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, if Carla was sending you emails about Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think you'd be more involved.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? It might have been Lacey Chabert, but either way, it was some young lady that does a lot of Hallmark movies on as a Christmas.
Who's ornament. Lacey Chabert?
She was the youngest on the show Party of Five, and now she makes her living on Hallmark movies. Right, Josh will know her.
Now we're gonna put it. Now we're gonna put a sign Party in your five. Yard, you perv.
Do you remember the hot frosty movie last Christmas that we both watched?
Oh well, yeah. If you're talking Hallmark Christmas movies, yeah, I know
she
the
was the female protagonist in
Is
Hot
she
Frosty.
Is she old now?
Yeah, she's old fine. Now. Yeah.
Like 30s, older or
late
you know.
30s, probably?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so still manages to look stunning?
Yeah. iCarly is younger, but she's older.
No. When you bring up iCarly, you become creep.
You know, of all the people I have ever worked with, if it was ever like, if someone was busted for being a predator and it was Rob, I would go, you know, I'm stunned, but I think
Thanks for the nice words.
Of my mind, I probably thought maybe, maybe.
Yeah, not only was he a predator, but he unsubscribed from an email. I say, put him down.
You know, when
I think
I surf,
you've worked with a lot of creepy guys over the years.
When I surf my adult entertainment, I try to do it for, you know, hit and run. I don't subscribe to anything. Right. I don't want. And now in Florida, they try to get you to, like, register. Like you're some sort of offender with your age to make sure and like use
to,
a and
do you I have to use your driver's license.
Well, I've never gotten it that far because I'm terrified of doing it because it's just like there's so much. You know, I don't know what I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to go anywhere.
I wouldn't do that because one hacker and suddenly on the internet, here's all the porn Mike looks at.
Exactly, and then you will get targeted emails.
Yeah, and there's when you go the sites that that I would go to would be the ones where you get free. Clips.
Yeah.
And the free clips that they get are from all over.
Yeah.
From a variety. And it always, it always like, you know, makes me a little creeped out that, you know, I mean, I just want your run of the mill. Give me the stars. That's what I
that's
say.
It.
Give me the porn just stars. Like, thank you.
Just like John Davidson used to say. Hello, stars.
Have I ever mentioned that there's one star and she's probably not making content anymore. If she is, she's making it like under the whole MILF heading. But
okay.
And her name is, and because I think the most recent stuff, she's gotten like a lot of tattoos, like so many so that I don't like it. And she is, she's probably popular. Nicole Aniston. Have you ever heard of that name?
I have heard that name.
That's like, if that was the one, you know, a certain era, I would be fine.
How much do you pay for her OnlyFans?
I don't. I've never subscribed to anybody on OnlyFans. Never.
I look for Tom Byron a lot. He's good.
God.
Have the professionals moved to be in their own management and their own sites like OnlyFans?
I don't know. You'd have to watch Euphoria for that.
Oh, Mike, that show is over now.
Before they killed everybody, which I have not seen yet. Tonight will be the night. Tonight will be the night that I finally
you gather the family around the television.
Gather the family around to find out. Apparently, it's quite a controversy. Might have something in it in the tidbits today. I'm not sure. But I am here to tell you I do have this very rare occurrence for me that I have a timely, topical, in-theater movie experience that I enjoyed with my son yesterday.
Oh, you went to the moving pictures.
I wrote the price down, $56 for my son and I. A large drink. Did we share it or did he get his own drink? He got his own. He got an icy. Is that what they're called?
Oh, the
theater version of Slurpee, right?
Yeah, it's an icy.
He got an icy. I got a small Diet Coke and we shared a bucket of popcorn. And the two tickets, 56, count them, $56 American dollars.
Did you get the seats?
Middle of the day.
Did you get the seats that move?
No.
Because they'll charge you extra for those.
That's true,
$50 middle of the day seems a little high.
That does seem. Did you have valet parking?
No. But, Josh, can you find a trailer for, it's called Backrooms?
Yeah, it's the hot horror movie made by a YouTuber. They gave him $10 million to make this movie, and it made about $80 over the weekend.
Oh, I read about it. It's just a total independent thing, right?
Based on a TikTok, YouTube video. No, I don't think it's even a video game. I think it was just a video that he made, a video concept that he made. And I had no idea going in. My son wanted to see it. I said,
"Was it your son's first R movie?"
It may have been his. No, I because the war movie. What the hell is the war movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan
and
was
also
our,
Boogie wasn't Nights, wasn't it?
Yeah, they, yeah. You know what? What did you take your perv pills this morning?
It's
really?
A joke, Mike.
I don't.
It's just
I don't.
A
it's
joke.
A joke, and it's involving my son. So,
what is the theater brand that you went to? Was it an AMC?
Regal.
Regal.
Oh, I'm a Cinemark guy.
I don't like Regal. I just it doesn't sit well with me.
So. As we were walking into the theater, I said to my son, I said, will I like this? He said, no, Dad, you don't like anything I like. So that's getting right into the 12, 13 adolescents.
And see, my 21-year-old today told me she wants to go see this movie.
Okay. Right, then let, roll the trailer, and then I'll give you my review after we run the trailer.
I found something in the store.
Okay. What did you find?
The place. I found a place.
Great actor. The actor from 12 Years a Slave, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Anyone there?
Hey, it's not May anymore.
Look, I know how this sounds, but you gotta understand, it's massive in there.
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Okay, I'm gonna come back here with proof.
All right, you feel me?
Yeah. Follow my lead.
Clark, what is this?
It's what I'm trying to figure out. I've been there every night since I found the place, and I still barely scratched the surface. All right, just take it slow.
Oh, my God.
Pull me up! What do you see?
All these rooms. This place built them. It's like a maze. It just goes on and on. Sometimes I'm scared I'll get lost.
Clark!
Am I right?
The Hello? Kid that made this is...
How old?
20.
Unbelievable. Are you ready? All right, we can kill it.
You know, it doesn't seem very funny.
Eight and a half to nine.
Stars?
Eight and a half to nine. Yeah, that good. That
wow.
Good.
Yeah. What is it? Scary? I mean, yeah, right. And what are they up against? They're so vague in the trailer.
Let me tell you that here's the best part. The best part is... I had no preconceptions going in. None. Zed Bagel. Mm-hmm. Other than that, a daddy's a TikToker. I think that's the information that I got.
Sometimes that's the best way to see a movie.
And
you know, going blind.
Thoroughly entertained. You know, like all horror movies, you know, tough to get a 10 ending in a sure. movie. But really, overall, the acting, the directing, the cinematography, the special effects, I was thoroughly entertained.
Question.
And anybody going to see that, I believe.
Question
would
and a
be.
Comment.
Yeah, go
question,
ahead.
Question, is it more of a jump scare type movie or a slow burn type movie or a mix of the two?
It's a slow burn. And
that's
it,
effective.
It's just,
that shows good filmmaking.
It's just so, it's not necessarily cliche ridden. It's, you know how, here's how, the two words I would use, mind bending.
Okay.
It is a mind-bending experience enough where you leave the theater and you leave the theater with your mind racing a bit because it is that surreal and it's just super cool. It really is. I liked it. I really liked it.
There's something in the trailer, and I want to know if they use it in the movie as well. The use of quiet in a horror movie is really, really effective, and they sort of underline it when you have the hum of fluorescent lights.
It's great.
And that is such a scary element for me. Did
it's
they use
great.
That
I mean,
within the movie as well?
I found myself thinking about how they did it. I found myself thinking about the production. I found myself thinking about the implications of what it means and what reality is. It did all of that. And this 20-year-old got that out of me, and I'm 66 years old, so I liked it.
And that's how I felt at the age of 20, 21, walking out of the Matrix.
Okay.
Where I went in not knowing anything about it.
You come
kind of mind blown.
Can I tell you the difference? The difference between this movie and The Matrix is I think The Matrix was a little more plot complex.
Yeah.
But the Matrix, and but this doesn't hit you over the head with that, but it certainly does make you think.
Can you think of any other movies that you walked into totally blind? And there's one that I can say that I had no idea what I was about to see, and that was Pulp Fiction. Charlie Stossel set up a screening for us, and I laughed when the name John Travolta came up, because at that point, he was
nobody knew.
Acting punchline.
Nobody knew that he was about to start his second career.
It was not mind-bending, but I think jaw-dropping.
Because I didn't expect anything
from it. It was great.
You know, when you get great actors, because it's an actor's vehicle, it really is. And I think that even when you look at classic horror movies or modern horror movies, if you have great acting in it, it makes it. If you look at, what's a horror movie? What's the best horror movie ever made? Really, Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
And you look at Jodie Foster and you look at Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
They were actors' movies. And I wish
Exorcist
I knew the name.
Two.
I wish I knew the name of the star of this movie. He was in 12 Years a Slave, and I forgot his first name. I think he was nominated in that. I'm pretty sure he was nominated. And he carries it. And he carries it beautifully. And I should remember the actors that are in it. It just... it does a great job. It really, and it takes place, by the way, I think the era is the 90s. That's when this
takes place. That's what's hot right now. Everyone loves the 90s.
The light bulbs.
Very cool.
Acting in horror movies, The Exorcist also, Rosemary's Baby also. The acting is what carries it. Because, I mean, there are some pretty graphic things in The Exorcist, but the scariest part of The Exorcist is the slow burn through it. And all the stuff that's going on in the way the people
I don't know
are reacting.
If I can confidently say that this is something you've never seen anything like it. It's probably not, but it's definitely unique, and it's definitely something that makes you think. And the suspense carries its way all the way through it from beginning to end.
Well, it started when you paid for the snacks, right? That was horrifying.
By the way. For the matinee, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We get done taping this show usually when we do an early taping at 9:30 Eastern time.
Sure.
I was in that theater by 10:45.
The best time to see a horror movie, right,
Josh? The best. We had things to do. We had a game to go to. Last night. Last minute, because that's how they do it. Last minute, guess when we found out we had a game? That morning. We found out we had a game that night.
That's how MLB runs their system, isn't it?
Last year when we went to these late Tuesdays, that's when I figured out that the movie theater has a deal on Tuesdays for me. So I started going to the first showing of the in the morning on Tuesdays.
The best. I love doing it.
It's the absolute best.
It's summertime.
No one was there.
It's some summertime, and it was. But we did find out that. After all the baseball that we have been playing and after all the different teams we played in the tournament, they're called the districts. That's, where you're in your different district of the state to see who's going to go to the states. Believe it or not, we had the gold team and the Navy team, which is the A team is the gold, and we are the B team, which is the Navy, and we are the lesser of the two teams, talent-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And we played well enough after losing one game that we won three in a row. And lo and behold, guess who we played? We played our own local team, our own gold team All-Stars.
Oh,
the South Fort Myers gold.
Wanted to play.
Yes, the South Fort Myers A team played the B team last night. And it was an event. It was an event because the rivalry was there.
Yep.
And everybody was thinking this could be. And, it was something to really behold because to get that kind of excitement for Little League is very, very rare. Sure. But it was we had a blast. Didn't do it, didn't win, but also didn't lie down. The final score 8-6,
close
gold
game
over the Navy. We came back at the last minute, made them think about it, but they just had too many arms, too many good pitchers, unfortunately.
Quick step back. What was your son's take on the movie? Obviously, he found out about it through social media, and that's why he wanted to see it. Or
yeah, he liked it, but he was probably not as impressed with it as I was. I think he was just, these kids are, I can't keep up anymore. I can't keep up with what is hot, what is the trend, what they are exposed to. It's impossible for me.
Yeah.
What I will tell you this, though, didn't even think until Josh told me that about the R rating. I did not even process it. Yeah. I just bopped in there. And
I'm pretty sure it's R. I checked.
Well, it certainly got some adult, a lot of language, so, you know.
Yeah, but maybe. You know, I think language and horror violence is a little different than exposing them to sexual content.
Yeah, that's a different the American kind of way. Yeah. But I will say this, that if this is the trend now of movies that he wants to go see, like interesting thrillers and stuff, I'm all in. I love this because the animated features, you know, years ago, I burned out on all of those. Yeah.
I recommended last week for you. Take the kid, go see The Sheep Detective.
Is it animated?
No, it's live action. Live action talking animals.
But they use AI to make the animals talk.
I'm sure
don't
the animals
think I'm
going to
catch that one. Not a chance.
He was really speaking.
No, seriously, it's the best movie I've seen all year.
Yeah. Well, really,
it was very good.
Do you have a trailer for it?
I can pull the trailer up for it.
Yes. Better than Hail Mary.
We showed, but, you know, this is movie day. So if we run it, we can do whatever we want on our show. We can do that. And let's roll a little bit of the trailer. I'll blow it up if I have to. And, you know.
Before Back Rooms, what was the last movie you saw in a theater?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Oh, it's great with Alec Guinness. He's very good.
I don't know.
With the acting, right?
I don't even remember. I don't know what it was.
It was the parody. The parody from last
summer. Oh, Naked Gun?
Naked Gun. I think that was your last movie.
I might be.
No. Weapons.
Yeah, I saw Weapons. Great movie. Another horror movie. Cool horror movie.
You're not going to give Josh a little bit of a psycho fan regard?
He's got total recall. He's not addled like
not
you.
Psycho
he remembers
fan.
Stuff.
I'm sitting here.
I mean, the memory, it's nice that at least one person on the show has a memory. You and I don't.
Well,
we don't have any memory at all of anything that's relevant.
He has short-term and current memory. I'm more of a historian.
No, you have like three different things that you refer to. One of them is Rosemary's Baby that you refer to on a regular basis.
I'm talking about the history of the show. I'm talking about anything. You know what? What is your deal?
No, I don't have a deal.
You have a deal.
You're just sensitive because Carly gave you a hard time at the beginning of the show today. You know,
and also the show is always odd with afternoon shows.
Yes, it is. It's an odd energy. It's an odd energy there, boy. All right, so what's the name of this movie again that you want me to go see?
The Sheep Detective. Not the one with Peter Falk. This is Sheep,
What Peter Falk? What do you mean the one with Peter Falk?
Don't you remember that there was it's a parody of the name The Cheap Detective.
He keeps talking about The Cheap Detective, movie from the 1930s.
All right. It's from the 70s.
Okay, shut up.
The Sheep Detective, where the shepherd dies.
If there's one secret to happiness in my life, it's taking care of the kindest creatures on earth. Sheep. I want you to meet my flock.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be.
I keep them well fed, well groomed. And each day, I read out loud to them. Mysteries, whodunits.
I know who the killer was.
I like to pretend that they follow along, but they're only sheep.
Ah! Why would he stop there?
Okay, I'm out.
He was just about to say who the...
Sorry, I'm
told
out.
You it was talking animals.
I don't dig talking animals. It's, overused.
You know what? Did you see... I know Michael would have been about the right age when it came out a few years ago, the remake of The Jungle Book. Where the animals were all photorealistic.
Animals. Yeah. That's a good one. That's fun. I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one.
I can do without the attitude on the reply.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that I don't.
You
like
should
the whole,
have seen it. It was very good.
I don't care for the the stuff right now. I'm just trying to play an explosion, and it's not working.
We do have a family movie coming out. I think next month or maybe later this month for Mike.
What's that?
Okay. There's a new Minions movie.
Oh, good.
I know you love the Minions.
I did enjoy a little bit of that. You know, right now I just simply try to, you know, play different things. That's what I try to do. And I've messed it up.
Well, now Mike's a horror guy. Now, if the Minions made a horror movie, now we're talking. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a Minion that could be a killer?
You know,
no, I just don't like that, talking animals. I like my movies a little bit based on true stories. And, you know.
Where is the guy that used to talk on and on about Charlotte's Web?
I cried after I read the book.
It's a sad book.
It was a very sad book.
And Templeton was a great character, too.
I know. He was.
Voiced by Paul Lynde.
All right. I'm just trying to find what is wrong here. I'm just sorry. Bear with me, please.
That's fine.
I'm having trouble.
Josh, is the sheep detective good enough to see twice? Because I know there's a mystery aspect to it.
No, I don't know about twice. I don't watch any movies twice.
Oh, never?
It's very rare to watch a movie twice. Maybe a few years later.
Yeah.
But not like back to back.
Like Jesus of Nazareth?
Some people watch movies 40 times.
Yes, some people do. And some people watch them twice or 10 times. And some people hear a song they like.
Why are you so defensive today?
Hear a song they like and they want to hear it again, Mike. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah,
same thing for me with movies.
A song's not 2 hours long.
A movie can be very short as well. Movie can be an hour long or just part of it that you want to see again.
Okay.
Part that you want to enjoy.
Hour long songs either.
Okay. What about Funeral for a Friend by Elton John?
Oh, great movie.
That's a song. It's a long song.
But they should have made it a movie.
They should, and they may.
I'm done. I'm trying to work my magic, and it's not working today. We have to take a break. When we return, I'm sorry, I got distracted there. My sincere apologies.
That's fine.
I'll try to fix things. We've got a little message here, and when we come back, got tidbits for you that you can eat right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at Dermglow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, Dermglow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I think I figured out what I was doing wrong.
What was the problem?
It's this particular element of my soundboard that doesn't seem to be working. It says keys disabled. That's what it says.
Oh, no.
So I don't know why that is. So one works and one doesn't. So the explosions don't work, but this works right here. No, that one doesn't. All right. So on the soundboard man,
are you
keys disabled,
in?
Rob, what does that mean?
It means that you need to find a setting that enables the keys. I would say maybe if there is a menu or a gear for the soundboard program. Because you're running it off your computer, right? Not an iPad.
Right.
So it's a slightly different version than what I have. Okay. But yeah, you can disable keys, but there's probably a selection to enable them.
Oh, woe is me.
Or try right-clicking on each element to see if you can enable them singularly.
Okay. Welcome back. Why don't we just play the new
stuff? Yeah, we can do that, too.
I'll do that, too. Sometimes it really frustrates me. And then... this works, though, which is weird. No, it doesn't. No, this one doesn't either now. Yes, it does.
Oh, there you go.
I don't understand. President Donald Trump's massive Freedom 250 concert lineup has completely collapsed after headline acts like Bret Michaels and Martina McBride dropped out for political concerns. The internet is having an absolute field day with all of the late night hosts. Let's see. Vanilla Ice is the only one standing right now. That's the only one left. And he said
good
he
for would him.
Play for anybody.
You know? I think it's he needs, as they say, he needs a W.
Let's see. Yeah, the only remaining confirmed performer is Vanilla Ice.
Ice, Ice Baby.
As Jimmy Fallon put it, a concert consisting entirely of Donald Trump and Vanilla Ice is exactly, this is stupid, but it makes me laugh. It's exactly how a creamsicle is made, which is funny. Vanilla Ice didn't help matters by telling the media that he would play for anybody, explicitly noting he would gladly perform for Vladimir Putin or in Iran because music is universal.
Yeah,
Vanilla Ice.
He should He should focus on trying to make music first because that's not what he does. Does he even have a second hit record? I'm trying to remember.
I love East West Creation says
Ninja Rap.
Vanilla Ice is worth over $20 million. Fantastic.
Yeah, not
to
me.
I think that's great.
I'm not sure I'd cross the street to see him, but good for Robbie.
Yeah. You hear? Do any either of you hear as to any changes, or is it officially kaput? Where we're not going to have?
They got Mark anything. Russell, and they got the Capitol
Isn't
Steps.
He dead?
I think he is, Mike. I'm
He's
sorry.
He's no
you know
longer
what?
With us.
Praise be and
please,
stay home, Mark.
For
Russell.
People around the country that might not know to these references that you've been making a lot of today. Please tell everyone who Mark Russell is.
He was a professional political satirist, and he was very unique in the fact that he wasn't funny. He would play piano and do parody songs and original songs, but none of them were any good. But somehow, he was very successful.
And I think he wasn't an original. He was
not
an original.
No, he was a knockoff of people like Tom Lehrer, who's even
Tom
older.
Tom Lehrer was probably the gold standard,
yeah, I would
the guy
think
that
so.
Created that.
I know. Think that that Mark Russell must have had like pictures of the Chubb Group people or someone who runs PBS because he was always on PBS and never entertaining.
Tom Lehrer did the Vatican Rag, which was to me one of the funniest parody songs ever. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head in great respect, and Jenny Flake. I love
you know
that.
Tom Lehrer just passed, and he left all of his music to the public domain to make sure people would continue to enjoy it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very
smart,
talented
nice guy. Very
individual. Speaking of the Pope and the Catholics, Pope Leo the XIV. Which one's that? What is XIV?
XIV would be 14.
Leo the 14th has officially broken the internet after issuing a sweeping high-tech papal manifesto calling on the world to heavily regulate and disarm artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Social media has instantly turned the pontiff into a viral meme, with users jokingly declaring that the atheism is leaving my body now that the Vatican has declared rogue AI to be the literal new Tower of Babel.
Mike, you cannot spell atheism without AI.
In the encyclical letter titled Magnifica Humanitas, the Pope explicitly warns.
Isn't that the stadium in Spain?
Welcome. Oh, did you design the Magnifica Humanitas? Twice last year, Mary. The Pope explicitly warns that AI needs to be treated like nuclear technology and disarmed before it becomes, this is coming from the Pope, before it becomes an instrument of death.
I think that might be overstating it a bit.
Let's go to our number one religious correspondent on the show, Josh Soroka. Your thoughts on the pontiff's warning.
The Pope is an expert on religious stuff, not AI. So I will leave that up to my AI people to decide whether it's good or bad.
Do you believe that AI at some point could become an instrument of death, Josh?
I think everything can be.
Okay.
He's right.
I think you can use anything. So the idea that AI is going to overtake humans, I do not believe.
You know,
but
back in the day.
Can a human use AI? Sure.
Back in the day when I used to spend a lot more time at the beach, I would arrive with my friends at the beach, take my shirt off and go, take a look at the instrument of death. That's what I would do.
I would listen more to the Pope if it had been John Lithgow from the movie Conclave. Mm-hmm. I think he would have been a much more fun pope to talk about AI.
Instrument of death is heavy. That's heavy duty right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That really is.
I saw yesterday there is Weird Al's music is being passed around middle school kids now, but they are introducing it as Weird AI, and they think it's a new song.
Okay.
They think it's AI parodies.
Yesterday we told you about Euphoria and the spoiler alerts and all that. And I still haven't gotten a chance to watch it, but the cast is now reacting. Zendaya and the rest of the cast officially reacting to the absolute bombshell Euphoria series finale. Show creator Sam Levinson chose to completely, you know, blow everything up.
Sure.
That's what he did. Leaving fans in a massive online debate over whether the final character fates were a stroke of narrative genius or a total betrayal of a generation-defining show. Very popular show, and we don't get many. We really don't get many that everybody's on board with.
You're right.
Let's see. Behind-the-scenes footage released by HBO shows an emotional Zendaya crying and delivering a microphone speech to the crew on her last day. She expressed that she was incredibly grateful for every single one of you. Many on the crew had watched her grow up since the first first launched in 2019. That's when we first got that. So now I'm just chomping. Now that I know, I mean, I know all the spoilers. I'm waiting to see how he kills them all. It's going to be very, very exciting. You know,
I think he kills them with AI.
No, he kills them with an instrument of death.
That's okay. Very good.
No matter how it is, isn't it nice that a TV producer actually came up with an ending for a show?
I think it's great.
And so
I
many times they just leave it open.
Yeah, there ought to be more of it. And by the way, the instrument of death in Euphoria, Rob, is Alamo's 14 karat gold handgun.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Timely as today's headlines. okay. NFL star Travis Kelce is publicly defending his honor after a video of him aggressively chugging a beer during an NBA playoff night with Taylor Swift
went
viral.
We had this 2 weeks ago.
I know, it's old. It's old. He fired back on his podcast, letting the world know that it was a classy chug. Is that old news, too?
No. What happens, Mike?
I mean, the viral video was 2 weeks ago, about a week ago.
But the viral video didn't get as much spin as perhaps Miss Taylor wanted, so now he has to address it again. Mm-hmm. To bring it up, because this is funny, though.
They're not
promoting a movie. They're promoting a marriage.
Oh, no. They are promoting a movie.
What movie?
Yesterday, there was an announcement that there is a new exclusive Taylor Swift song in the new Toy Story movie.
That's true. I did see that. Okay.
There it is. Yeah. Here's what I hate. It's so vanilla, and I'm not talking about ice. It's vanilla stuff. Let me see the close. It was a classy chug. He even noted that he didn't spill a single drop on the hardwood floor. Hate it. Hate it. Garbage. Sorry. I'll do better.
I issued my press release, Taylor. Was I okay, honey?
Yeah.
Was that a good press release, honey?
That's what it is. He doesn't know how to do this stuff.
No.
We love Gwyneth. Because Gwyneth always gives.
She has. For years, she's given.
She has given and given and given. I think it's a formula. I think she knows how to keep herself relevant by, taking that company Goop and doing weird stuff. Gwyneth Paltrow is making headlines again after a bizarre appearance on a Today cooking segment while demonstrating a turkey meatball recipe. Paltrow revealed her latest weird dairy substitute. Something you might want to think about, Rob.
Oh, God, it's not anything from her own body, is it?
Her weird dairy substitute finely diced arugula instead of Parmesan cheese.
But it doesn't taste like cheese.
The internet instantly lost its collective mind, assuming that she meant replacing liquid milk. Commenters flooded social media joking about pouring lawn clippings into their morning cereal.
Sounds like
while celebrity chef Sonny Anderson... Is that the African-American chef?
I don't know, but it's definitely a DJ name, is it not?
She took the bit a step further by literally chopping up arugula and dumping it straight into her morning coffee on live TV.
I don't like that. I don't like arugula, but you know what? Good for Gwyneth for still getting it done.
I don't like arugula as a substitute for cheese, but what I do like is Florida because it's not a substitute for crime.
That's true. We have
it every day. Mm-hmm. It is the most open state as far as finding out what people did stupid things.
And Mike, lots of wiggle room in Florida. We've said this before.
Absolutely. Viral crime alert. A woman in South Florida. Don't tell you whether it's the East or the West Coast, so I can only
think. Does it matter?
Well, it matters to me because I live on the west side, you
That's
know,
true.
Of the south part of Florida.
You're moving on up.
The woman in South Florida has gone viral after being pulled over and cited by police for holding a phone in her hand while driving. Kind of a standard thing.
Sure,
don't be on your cell phone. The only problem, the driver actually has a physical disability and does not have that hand. Leading to an internet-wide facepalm over the officer's observational skills. She is now fighting the ticket in court. While the body cam footage racks up millions of views.
Oh, okay, Mike.
Hello, sir. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Bolt.
There's a Bolt. There's a Bolt.
There you go. That's Florida, and that's your news. We will be right back, but first I want to tell you about navigating life.
Yes.
It's not always easy, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me. I get it. I understand. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work, sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone. And it helps. I've done it. Yeah. I know it works. Finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's hard to do. That's where Rula comes in. Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. Rula.
Hi, Bolt.
Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session, sometimes even $0 depending on your coverage. They help match you with a provider who fits your needs and your preferences with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with Rula, R-U-L-A, today. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's rula.com/TMOS. Thank you, Rula. We appreciate it more than you know, and it really does help.
It really does.
I've gotten it. Rob's gotten it.
Yes, I have.
Josh, have you ever been on the old Coucheroo?
Many times.
Big part of that movie Backrooms has a shrink involved in that. That's the way it comes. Yes. It's very, very cool. Let's take a peek at Rob's record store.
Oh, Mike, it's the vinyl countdown.
My apologies.
Over the weekend, I went to my favorite record store in Hagerstown, Maryland, which is not a short drive, but it's always worth it. It's called Hub City Vinyl, and I knew they would have Paul's new album, which dropped this weekend. That was the main reason I drove out there. I don't like to buy albums like that through Amazon. I like to go to a mom and pop store.
Do
and
you?
Support them.
And this is for someone who dabbled with vinyl for a while and never held on to it. I never kept it up. The process for you of getting up, going to the cabinet or the rack wherever you have your stuff.
I have shelves.
Getting it out, putting it on the turntable. Maybe listening to one song on one side, getting it up, turning it over. Mm-hmm. The whole thing of the slowdown of that, is that part of the allure that 100%. Makes you do that?
I think back to when I was but a youth, and there's that tactile holding the record, putting it on, dropping the needle, and then looking at the album, which is actually, big enough you can look at. You don't really get art on a CD, and you really don't get art if you stream something.
Yeah, but so, CDs are gone, too. Thank you. David Tope, 9595, thank you for the super chat. We love you, too. Long time. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
The best part of a vinyl is when you're sitting there knowing this song sucks, but I can't just skip to the next one. I have to let it play.
No, you can skip it if you want. You lift the needle and you move it over.
Too much work to lift the needle and then try to line it up properly.
That's what I see. I would think that it would just get tedious,
It doesn't, especially if you choose your albums well, that you want to listen to them all the way through.
Did you know what you were getting before, Paul? Did you preview anything digitally before you got the album itself?
I've heard two singles off it. One of them I like very much.
Okay.
One I'm okay with. I want to hear the rest of it. It's getting really good reviews. And this is what the album art looks like. It is called The Boys of Dungeon Lane. But that's not one of the great
ones. It's really not all that elaborate, right?
No,
minimalist is what I would say.
And I think that's sort of the way the songs are, too. Well, it's a very reflective one of his
Paul designed it himself.
Is Rolando busting your balls when he says that road trip to Hagerstown would have made a great YouTube short?
I think he is.
Is he trying to get you to do stuff?
I don't know. I don't think anyone would care about me driving to Hagerstown.
Well, that'd be the little bit of proof that you left your house.
Well, I've got all these records.
Well, what do you think, Josh? Do you think Rolando's looking for Rob to do little shorts?
Rob on the streets. Yes.
Next time I go to a record store, absolutely then. I will, 100%. I like doing it. I didn't know that it would be of anyone's interest. Mike,
I answer as real Rob?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Rolando.
You see, again, what's with you today?
I'm having fun.
Yeah,
I'm
you are.
Fun.
It's good for you.
Unsubscribe.
Mike, this is Beer and Pretzels, which is a 1960s mood album, sort of entertainment background music that has Lou Stein and his barroom boys playing music you would hear in a 1950s barroom.
Can we hear an example of that?
I haven't listened to any of these yet. I just bought them.
All right, I would like to request...
Yeah.
When you're ready, because you know you definitely can put this together quickly. If there's anything that you find, are we going to get in trouble, Josh, if we do that? If we play even a snippet of any of this?
I don't think any of the records I bought are going to get us in trouble.
Okay, so whatever you think you can get away with, I'd love if there's something that really knocks your dick in the dirt. I'd really love you to do that.
I had
Famous
this when
Monsters
I was little.
Speak.
Yeah, it's an interview with Dracula and an interview with Frankenstein. It's great.
Okay.
That's a dollar well spent.
Instead of a video of you going to the record store, maybe a video of you listening to the Paul McCartney album for the first time.
Oh, a first listen? Yeah.
So we can see the tears.
Mike, this is one that I almost wish I could send to you, but I know you don't have a record player anymore.
Okay.
This is from the 1970s. It's Donnie Most's album.
Oh, Happy Days.
He played Ralph Mouth. And he had one record, so I'll report back on that.
What is it about DJs and actors that all want to be? We all want to be music stars.
And
we
if really you do. Like Ralph Fiennes, you will of course like his character from Happy Days, Ralph Mafe. This great soundtrack, the Sweet Smell of Success. I think it's Elmer Bernstein. Really rock and jazz from the 1960s or 50s. Yeah. What?
What part of the record store has these albums? Is it like a back dark corner that no one's supposed to?
There's actually, those beads that you have, you put over a doorway, and above the beads it says dorks only.
In the very front of the building, there is a soundtrack section. So there is that, but there is the $2 bin towards the back.
Soundtracks, I'm with you on the side. See? Dr. Zhivago.
Great.
It's got like an amazingly iconic theme, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, there's Laura's theme, and then there's all the incidental music. Favorite movie.
I make a big distinction between soundtracks, which are like American Graffiti with all the different artists, and scores.
Okay, agreed.
I love scores. And I love the strip joint as well.
Yeah. You love Two Score.
Like Out of Africa, the Meryl Streep, Robert Redford movie, one of the best musical scores I've ever heard.
Not to discount good ambient music scores, but there are soundtracks, but they're different. Mike, how can you not spend a dollar and buy Oompa Time in Bavaria, which is all Oompa music for people that drink beer, which I don't anymore.
I think East West has the right view. He says you picked out albums that even Carrie won't be able to sell.
Let me say this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, isn't he wonderful, though? Isn't he wonderful, this crap that he does? I mean, come on.
Well,
there's not anybody else doing this.
The beautiful thing is
there's bringing Oompa fucking music to the show.
There's no one in the world of the record store that's looking for the stuff I'm looking for.
Exactly.
But like, it brings you joy and you just come
Myron Cohen live in Miami.
Oh, you have to play a clip. You have to bring us a clip of this.
I will, as a matter of fact. And this is good because seeing you, I'm gauging what you want to hear. You probably don't want to hear anything from Lorne Greene's first album.
No.
The Man. I think this one has Ringo.
But a clip would be very, very funny.
Yeah,
is it probably a lot of spoken word?
Well, it's all spoken word.
It's all spoken word.
And it's not funny.
So I'm kind of tracking with him on this right now.
This is the two album set, the Jack Benny story.
All right, what is the Jack Benny story?
Has interviews with Benny and talks about his radio show and his TV show and also clips. I like Jack Benny.
It's a podcast.
It is. Now, this was a very peculiar find. I have no idea what this is going to be.
Not that any of the others weren't.
At least the others I could understand. This is the London Festival Orchestra and Chorus under the direction of Werner Mueller playing Elvis Presley's greatest hits. So I can't wait to hear
that. Was that a dollar?
Dollar.
This was one of the most. You paid 99 cents too much for that.
This is one of the ones that I did pay a little more than a dollar for. I believe it or not, did not have the Elvis soundtrack to Paradise Hawaiian Style. So there we have that, and that's a first.
Yeah, now you're boring me. Now I'm getting bored with the Elvis.
Elvis. There's more. God. This is an out of print.
You're a hoarder when it comes to Elvis.
I'm a collector.
How long were you at the record store?
About 2 hours before my eyes shut because of the dust. Yeah, I literally couldn't keep my eyes open.
Disease.
Mike, this Sinatra LP is way out of print, even on CD. And it has some of his.
What's the title?
It is called Sinatra and Company, and it features Antonio Carlos Jobim, who is a guitarist
and a Brazilian like bossa nova guy.
He's
right?
He's great, and he was Brazilian. He had no hair at all
on his ass.
And Mike, I saved the best for last.
Okay,
this was a $2 record, but this had to come home with me.
There goes Mark, one of our commenters. Say, I have 2 Tom Lehrer LPs. You are a lucky man. Hope they're in good shape.
Yes.
Love that stuff. Love Tom Lehrer.
Mike, yes, for $2, you too can sing along with Nipsey Russell.
I want clips.
Okay,
I want you to curate these. Some of these are good. You can throw out some of the Elvis stuff, but you know, and the McCartney. But I mean, as far as
I don't know, Mike. A couple weeks ago, you were big on "Song of the Shrimp."
Oh my God, Myron Cohen, though. Looking forward to it.
And Mike, that is the Vinyl Countdown.
Oh, that's fantastic. We've got more show coming up. I want to bring up a new confection, and I want to see if Josh Soroka can locate at least a picture of it.
Okay.
Because it seems to be sweeping the nation. Let me see if I've got it here. All right. Yep, got it right here.
Good.
We'll do that when we come back. But first, there's a lady up in the Catskills. She's doing... No, I'm sorry. I'm not doing my...
They're sitting on the street and they're seeing these people say, how come and you come?
How come and you come that you said with the tip? Listen, you can do anything you set your mind to. Look at me.
Look at him. Josh, look at him.
It's at the vinyl store.
See, he set out to sneeze and he did it.
All those old records.
Listen, I've done a lot in my life, folks. I've installed a bidet. I've painted a door. I've changed a tire. I've mastered tap dancing. And now add this to my resume, pest control. Thanks to Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy. Their custom kit takes just minutes to apply, and treatments start at only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, climate, and the creepy things crawling around your house.
Eek.
We're talking over 100 kinds of pests that Pesty takes on. Ants, spiders, roaches, even scorpions. Yeah, scorpions, eek.
You know who hates scorpions? Says, is Myron Cohen.
Myron Cohen. I'm up there, and I walk in the kitchen, says, what are they doing with the thing with the spiders and the scorpions? We may need Myron Cohen tomorrow. The Pesty kit comes with everything: reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions, all ready to go. You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it.
Yes.
We love it. And here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. Plus, they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Josh Soroka, I have a mission for you right now.
An impossible mission?
No, it's just something new.
Okay.
It's something that social media is currently being completely overrun. By the way, when you want to get things to go viral on social media, you say things like that.
Yes.
So it might be total BS, right?
You know, social media is going crazy for the Mike O'Mara show.
It is. Absolute viral. Every single thing we do.
I believe I have the video that you want.
Dot cakes.
And
dot
also, cakes. Josh, question, because you know social media better than I do. If you are all over someone's feed, that doesn't necessarily mean you're on everybody's feed, right? Because, I mean, your feeds are sort of customized to you. So if some people are being blown up by dot cakes, maybe some people don't know dot cakes at all.
Apparently,
I don't know dot cakes at all.
Let me say what they are first. It is a single serving cup of cake and frosting, but not a cupcake, completely encased in a hard, vibrant, spherical shell of multicolored sprinkles. That's what a dot cake is. I haven't seen one yet. Yeah, I don't know what they look
disgusting.
Like. Sounds mm-hmm. disgusting. Not to me, it doesn't. All right, here we go. Look
of course,
at the line.
People are waiting in line for
look
it.
Look at the line. That's a dot cake? Yep, there yeah. it says dot cake. All right, let me see. Right now, it just looks like it's ice just, cream.
It's a yeah, bunch it of sprinkles.
So it's cake in a cup.
It's just a cake in a cup.
It's cake in a cup with sprinkles on top. I think that's bullshit.
Of course it yeah. is. Yes, and the people that are in line, you know, Mike, when I used to commute to D.C. every day, and I would drive by Georgetown Cupcake at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there was morons lined up outside of it, I just wanted to say, it's not that good. What are you doing to yourself?
Well, the cupcake phase, do you remember when every
oh,
town
God, yes. Yes.
had a cupcakery and there yeah. were all these fat, lazy people that didn't want to make the baked goods like, you know, really, when you think about having a real traditional bakery,
yeah.
you awaken.
With cakes.
You awaken at 2 a.m.
Yes.
to get your day started. You mm-hmm. can't just waddle in and put one dust-covered cake in the window, and they all were like that, yep. right? Well, mm-hmm. we don't have these today. Now, that product that you saw looks like it's being made en masse. It looks like they're actually that, making a lot of it, and it actually looks good to me.
But, that is an 8-ounce cup. It is $11.
Okay.
If you would like an actual full cake, they are $85.
Where
they, and if you want, yeah. and right. if you want multi-tier cake, $320.
It looked like the container it was served in was a paper cup, almost.
Can you
like
run
you
it one
get?
More time because yeah. it does look appealing to me. Yeah, I don't know if it does to Rob, but it's appealing.
I'm
to
wondering
me.
If they somehow bake it in the paper though.
There it is.
Morons. Right.
Looks like New York. We're a big city.
Dot, yeah, dot cake. Cakes are stocked up and ready to go.
I wonder if they're different flavors of the cake. I bet there are.
I'm sure there are.
I bet they just push the cup onto the cake
yeah.
then icing it inside the cup.
Let me tell guess. You what appeals to me.
Yeah.
It, to me, is a much better confection than a cupcake because you would go in there and just have a spoon and eat it. It would be a snack. Now, why are you smirking at me? Why are you smirking
I'm
at me
I'm wondering,
now?
Didn't you say that there was like sprinkles all around it?
Well, here's what they, this is the description that I got, that okay. it's encased in a hard, vibrant, spherical shell of multicolored, yeah, it sounded to me and to you like it was maybe a ball.
Yeah, like right? a yes. like a Hostess snowball or something
but
like that.
But when I looked at that, the point I'm trying to make here is it looks like I'd love to try that. And
that's,
love,
it looks better than you described it.
I hate cupcakes.
Yeah.
I hate cupcakes. They and especially
how about muffins?
I'm hard pressed to really love a muffin.
Love them, love them.
I'm really, I don't know. But the dot cakes look like they'd be delicious. Who doesn't like sprinkles?
That's
sprinkles
true.
Are good. That's they're true. Yummy. Yeah.
I don't like sprinkles.
Of
they're
course.
They're hard. You. They're in the way. They're a mess.
Does well, anybody they, call them Jimmies anymore? In?
Yeah. Oh, I do. And then everyone corrects me and doesn't yeah. know what I'm talking about.
Best, I think sprinkles best on a soft serve vanilla cone, yeah?
I that's think it sounds, I think not only that seeing the video, and that's why I wanted him to bring it up. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like it would be a really cool way to have a small little cake snack
yeah.
as opposed to a but, cake pop, which I hate.
Oh, that's gross.
No. I don't
do you
like
know they
cake
grind
pops.
Up cake and like reform it? It's disgusting.
But I've what seen this before with
it's like
cakes.
Scrapple. They grind up cake and form the ball. Yes. And it's like, these could just be pieces of cake leavings from the floor of the bakery. Fuck that.
But they don't like cut the cake out and round it or
no,
something
no, they're not
like
the
that?
Average white band. No. They grind up the cake and reform it with like cream cheese in it.
Cut you the mean cake. There's no melon baller just at the cake?
I would think there would be an easier process. Rob doesn't know what he's talking
but
about.
But they, you, I've seen
Mike,
cake
how many
before.
Cake pipes have I made?
Cake pops, cake. You mean?
Yes, that's what I meant.
The cake pipe is what you used to smoke your weed out of.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Josh, you were going to say something well, else about cake pops?
I don't know how this is new because I've seen cakes in like mason jars and stuff before.
Yeah, and also mugs. They do mug
and mugs.
Cakes.
Yeah,
cake
yeah.
Do you
mugs,
know what
I've
the
seen.
Best cake product is? And this is not related to the dot cakes and
okay.
the dots meaning the sprinkles. That's obviously mm-hmm. what it is. I think it's a local lake that's up, I think it's Smith Mountain Lake, or
yeah.
What's that brunch place we all went to? Downtown in Georgetown.
Oh, the Founding Fathers.
Founding Fathers, and they have, it's on their menu, and I think it's called like swimming in Smith Lake, and what it is, it's a chocolate fudge yellow cake.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm really getting my inner fat guy. No,
because I remember this. Yeah.
It's the yellow cake with the chocolate fudge. Now, why is Mel Brooks like looking
or
at
I
the
thought it was
cakes?
Jackie the Joke Man.
This is Steve Cousy reviewing it for the New York Post.
Doesn't care nice for shot. It, obviously. He doesn't
no,
like,
he did not
the,
like it.
He didn't like. Well, if it tastes like crap, then screw him.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to this, they serve a yellow cake, chocolate fudge ice cream. I mean, icing rather, yeah. Not ice cream. And they put a layer of hot cocoa in the bowl, and they
that
serve it in
can
a bowl.
Eat.
Oh my God.
It was really good. And you know what? I think you and I both got it after visiting the buffet a couple times.
It's amazing. Hold on. Dal Goda says Duncan Hines has a product that you bake a cake or brownies in a coffee mug and do it in the microwave. I've seen this.
Yes. Yeah.
I have one in my pantry right now. I have to get cake.
I've gotten the pancakes in a cup like that, where you just throw it in your microwave and it's a cup of pancakes.
I don't know if you would like Armor, the brand. I have Armor cup of short ribs, which is delicious.
Have you ever made the mic? I know Rob has. Know you have. You've made the cake in a coffee mug, haven't
sure.
you?
Sure. Yeah. And you know what else I've tried that's a failure is brownie batter in a waffle iron. It sucks. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
No, I thought it would be a good way to do it.
Think of that.
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would. Well, you know, you don't drink enough.
Our commenters are making me laugh. Now, Mike is sitting upright enjoying a piece of cake.
Yes, Mike, we're going to let you sit in the sun today.
So do you think that post reviewer is giving that nasty, awful face because of the flavor or because of just the concept of it?
I think because of the hype. I think because it's not worth the hype.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way Bob Cousy rolls.
Is P.D. Sway right when he says best frozen breakfast treat, Jimmy Dean pancake pops?
I've seen them. I've never tried them.
You've seen them?
Are those the corn dog-like contraptions?
Yeah, yeah,
where it's sausage with a pancake on the outside?
With pancake dipping, yeah.
Oh, they are very good.
Oh, man.
And they've got a blueberry version as well. That's
and
good.
Mike, not a preservative in them. They're absolutely pure.
You will shit your brains out.
You
when
will
you have that.
You
absolutely
will.
It's
thank you, Jimmy Dean.
all right. So look, I don't think what they're saying in this news report that I was reading, whether it's not something that's going to be hardened, right? It looks like it's soft. The sprinkles are soft.
Maybe they put it under like a broiler for 10 seconds to make the sprinkles melt.
Wait, you know what?
Bocconis are hard. Whenever you have that many of them, they're hard.
I have a road trip tomorrow.
Yep.
Going up to, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, Oviedo. Oviedo.
And, he plays for the Caps.
The place with the what?
Oviedo. He plays for the Caps.
Oviedo, is that like an Alex Ovechkin joke?
Yeah, like an Ovechkin joke.
You know, sometimes you can even overstretch, Josh. Yeah, you really can.
I see that.
Mike, you know the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Oviedo, don't you?
Yeah, very exciting. What are you playing? What
That's
is this?
Oviedo.
Oh, don't cry for me,
Argentina.
So tomorrow is a road trip. It is the B team that I'm going up to. What are you playing now?
I'm now just background music. This is Patti LuPone's Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. I won't let the vocal get in the way. Promise. Or I could turn it off.
Thank you. Now I've lost my train of thought.
You're going to Oviedo tomorrow. It's a
road
trip.
Because that's where the tournament is. What they didn't tell us is that, and for the real working stiffs, people that don't do podcasts and people that not, can't take time off of work, and it's kind of a tough thing for parents, is that the tournament starts tomorrow at 1:30, because school's out, and that's what
school's out.
I don't know if the people that organize and run these tournaments and these competitions are people that live in the real world. Because
when you are with your other co-parents, your cohorts, people that also have kids, do you? Do you have, make small talk and commiserate about how weird the scheduling is?
Much, or
is
it just consternation from people? They're all younger than me, and they're sure. all slaying the dragon, mm-hmm. and they're a little, frustrated.
What do they do? What are the other jobs where they can drop everything and go to this baseball game?
I think that you've got a lot of moms taking kids or dads taking kids while the other parent works. I think that's what's happening.
Surgeons.
There are people in every line of work. A lot of medical people.
Sure.
I haven't seen. Yeah, well, I've seen grandparents at the games, but this is the first really long term 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah, this is an overnight
to get. Wednesday. It's an overnight situation, and everybody's commiserating on what to do. And we found out at the end of the game last night. And it's no good. On our way. No, it's not. And I wish they would just put out some sort of template so you
what
know.
What if they issue pagers?
Like the kind you get at a restaurant that light up?
Yeah, and it lights, and it's also a coaster.
Do they tell you what hotel everyone's staying at?
They do, but we're staying at there because we are bringing, are bringing the dogs.
Oh, that'll be good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing like a road trip with dogs.
Yeah. So we're staying at the La Quifa Inn.
To be fair, Josh, they're staying in a hostel.
We are staying at a stinky, lawn, shit-covered...
It means the Quinta.
La Quinta. Yeah. La Quifa.
Well, I always enjoy, because I follow different teams on the Game Changer app.
Sure.
And my nephew's team, every time they have a road game like this, my phone will blow up with the parents messaging. We're all heading down to the pool.
Right.
I'll bring the cooler.
That's not what you want.
Well, no, I wouldn't mind socializing with some of the other parents. But at the same time, I'd like to know. Rob, you can answer every single question I have with I don't know. Okay. Is there a second game on Thursday?
I don't know.
If they win the first game, do they advance or do they move on or do they just go home?
I don't know.
Is it a 2-day, 3-day tournament or 4 days maybe?
Oh, I don't know.
All of it.
That's it.
We don't know.
I think you need to sort of
manufacture. I booked the hotel through Saturday morning.
Next Saturday. Just a 9-day
stay. A week from Saturday.
Mike, I think what you need to do is start a low-key grassroots movement among the parents, how dissatisfied everyone is with the organization.
Not going to be that guy. Don't have the bandwidth. Done that enough in my golf career. Done that enough in my radio career. Don't need to do it. Don't want to get it. I'm just going where they tell me. I can do this show on the road. I'll be from the hotel tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. On Thursday, I will be from the hotel. That's what I will be doing. If I have to be there from the ball yard, I'll be doing that as well.
Will you maybe go to the pool with the other parents?
That's an F, no?
No, see, I had another suggestion.
I go to the bar.
You got a 2 o'clock game? Mm-hmm. Means afterwards you can meet me for dinner at Epcot.
You get discount guest passes.
Probably so.
Yeah. Mike, you could go to Ireland without leaving the country.
Okay, I'll be there.
And then on to the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster.
We have to. Do you have some video today?
Mike, I open with something that is mind-bending. You thought The Matrix would mess up your head. Mm-hmm. My first tape, look out.
Mind-bending is good, but first I want to ask you, we've been talking about a wonderful product we get to tell you about, and that's Omaha Steaks, mm-hmm. because they go right from the freezer to the grill or the griddle. In my case, I have a Blackstone, and I love them. Or maybe you're an old-school charcoal warrior, and you do the Weber. It doesn't matter. Listen up. Grilling season has arrived. Omaha Steaks is showing up with the beef. Their famous steak burger sale is officially on. These aren't those sad, dry hockey pucks from your uncle's nasty backyard barbecue. No, these are big, thick, juicy, flavorful is the word I want to use. They're steakhouse quality monsters made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, sirloin. This is burger royalty. The kind of burgers that make your grill proud. For just $99.99, you get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers, plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 delicious reasons to blaze up.
Blaze it, dude.
They go straight from freezer to grill to face.
I forgot about that.
Ridiculously delicious and delivered right to your front door. No mystery meat, no corners cut, just premium beef and pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. Yummy, nummy. That's 28 burgers, $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. Rhymes with like. Terms apply. See site for details. Now let's get some video on the show.
Whoa, whoa,
hey, whoa, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Maybe this one hit harder for me because I recently have had a death in the family.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about stuff like that. By the way, again, I'll mention to all the listeners that had a connection with my dad, June 20th at 2 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. That's his celebration of life. We'd love to see you out there. But this hit me hard because the last thing you need at a funeral is a surprise.
This is Jose Daniel Diaz Felipe, known as Danielito to his friends and family. After passing away at the age of 84, his children prepared to say a final goodbye. His wake set to take place yesterday at the R.G. Ortiz Funeral Home on Broadway in Washington Heights. But when they saw the body laying in the casket...
When we opened the coffin, we find another man. And they were trying, like, for hours... trying to convince us that he was our father.
No es mi papá. No es mi papá.
Jose tells us his father was bald. Jeez. Like him. He says the person in the casket had hair was much taller than his dad, who was 5'3". The family immediately tried to get answers from the funeral home about the whereabouts of their loved one.
Jeez. They say that they found, like, in the same week, they got another person with a similar name. We are totally broke. We don't know where's our father is.
Oh. So we will follow that story. They might have gone to an... What's that?
Where's the other body if they receive two bodies?
Well, I think once they find the original body, everything will fall into place.
Here's the tell. When they mentioned right at the front of that video that they spent hours... trying to convince
them,
instead of spending hours trying to look for the right stiff.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Come
precisely.
On now.
Well, you know, they could have gone to another place, but it is stiff competition.
Now, my God. Wax
this
on,
is going
to
surprise
on.
You, Mike.
Yes.
This happened in a state. I don't know. Do you know all 50 states?
Yeah. You
this
mean
is
by,
one...
like, could I go through them?
No. That... I just want to make sure you're familiar with them. This
what do you
is
mean, am I familiar with all 50 states?
Mike, we don't normally get a story from this state. It's in the southeastern part of the United States. It's called Florida.
Mike stopped counting at 48.
And, oh, yeah. I know he's never recognized
no Alaska. Need. No need Hawaii and Alaska. No need to apply.
All the land needs to touch, saith me.
Yeah.
So let's say you're in Taco Bell, and a guy comes in. It's Florida, as I said. He doesn't have a shirt. But he is wearing a kilt, and someone says he looks like a meth head, and he doesn't like that. That's a trigger for him.
Okay.
And he counters it by saying, I'm not a meth head. I'm an electrician. I'm going to turn off all the lights in this Taco Bell. That's just silly, right?
Yeah, it kind of feels like watching that movie.
Nigga, I'm a fucking electrician. Oh, what the hell? I'll go out there and shut this whole motherfucker down.
I wouldn't mess with that guy.
No, but watch. This is just someone taping it in Taco Bell.
I got it on shirt.
This is great. I've seen this one.
So don't mess with him.
Don't mess with the guy. But that is a scare. I wouldn't come anywhere near that
no,
guy.
No, me neither. Me neither.
I mean, because he doesn't have that kind of like emaciated meth attitude. He more has like a badass, I'm a drunk biker vibe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting for him.
That kind of meth head strength, but he's wearing a kilt.
Mm-hmm. But don't you also kind of like that he did shut the power off?
Yeah.
He did exactly what he said.
Yeah. Because he storms out and he proved his point.
Right.
He's an effing electrician, as he said. Mike, have I always said this? Yes, I have. The rules are in place to make the game more fun.
Okay.
You need to pay attention to the rules. If you go to a Six Flags
got Odell Beckham, Josh. I just thought I'd share that. They got Odell Beckham Jr. Just wanted to pass that along.
Good.
Well done.
I'm more focused. Well, I'm more focused on tonight's games.
Oh, that's right. The baseball. Baseball going on.
We got
right
a little
now.
Baseball matchup tonight.
That's true. That's right. Orioles, Red Sox.
Yep. Six Flags owns the old Cedar Fair amusement park in Cincinnati, and you cannot.
Great place. Great place. I've got a lifetime pass.
Mike, actually, for some of our older listeners, that's where the Brady Bunch went in an episode in season 4.
Oh, but, to find the architect Rollins?
Exactly, isn't but it was Yogi Bear, yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
You cannot break the rules. Do not bring food onto one of their roller coasters just because you are an influencer on the internet.
Uber now banned for life from Cedar Point. All
because Hi, Tiffany.
He decided to eat chicken nuggets on a popular roller coaster. He does stunts like this for the nearly 2 million people who follow
She's
him
terrible.
Online.
Yep.
Catherine Huntley asked him today
Catherine.
If it was worth it.
I had to eat a 10-piece nugget while
this
on
guy.
A roller coaster.
Influencer.
What is wrong with you?
The video filmed at Cedar
Now,
Point
I like,
has
he comes
viral.
Up, he explains his whole thing.
700,000 views. It features a Detroit man eating chicken McNuggets with sauce while on Cedar Point's Millennium Force.
My type of content is my fans give me challenges. I my say my fans. Signature line, which is, what is wrong with you? And then I complete the challenge.
I've seen his stuff.
Yeah, is it great? I'm sure it's great.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine. Yeah, and his fans like it.
What's beautiful, Mike, is he wasn't caught that day. He got a letter from Cedar Point and Six Flags saying he's banned for life.
How many views did he get for the amusement park, right?
2 million.
Yeah, 2 million.
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Guys, get with the program, please.
I think it was not the nuggets. It must have been the sauce.
They should have gotten on board.
Crotch nuggets.
All they had to do was put out a little statement saying, it's not safe. Please don't do this.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mike, you deal with sea lions. We saw sea lions in Maine, right?
Seals.
Okay, so sea lions are different, I suppose, but
yes.
They don't take anything from anybody.
And leopard seals are really dangerous.
And Easter seals are a great cause.
Wonderful.
So if you're out there, you're doing your run on your kayak, just be careful.
Yeah, they're nasty. Oh.
I would have soiled my life jacket.
I want to see that again.
I absolutely
would have again, please.
Messed
Thank
my
you.
Life jacket.
This is good. Pops up first. There he
yep,
is.
Yep, there he is.
And now he's coming in for a landing. 3, 2, 1. Yes! There we go.
And they're big. Yeah. I mean, that's enough. That's it. I don't know that I could do that.
I thought they were average-sized women that were paddling.
No, I'm talking about the sea lion.
I'm just joking.
Let us close with this, Mike. You know, mm-hmm. I try to avoid it, but sometimes a dad joke just grabs me right by the scruff of the neck.
Okay.
This janitor just asked if I wanted to smoke some weed with him. I politely declined. I can't deal with high-maintenance people.
There it is. Look at him. Look at the upper right-hand corner.
He's so proud.
He's loving that.
Oh, he wished he came up with that one.
He's loving high-maintenance people. I wouldn't use, great gets thrown around all the time, but, to each his own. That's the way I look at that. Yeah.
What if a sea lion told that joke?
If a sea lion told that joke in midair, right before he's going to hit the kayak, I'm watching. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. It'll be fun, like it always is. In the meantime, commenters, thank you for your support. Please like this episode and share it with your friends and subscribe if you're not a subscriber. And we have that YouTube channel that you get to participate in,
yes.
Like Jacob and PD Sway and Bumper Sticker Wisdom and all the good people that have comments each and every day on the show. We want to get more and more of you following us on our YouTube channel. We appreciate that. We'll see you tomorrow for Josh Sorokin, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.